everybody. This is Kimberly.
And this is Katie.
And you're listening to a very special episode of A Date with Dateline, a podcast about Dateline. Although tonight's episode is a very special episode, as I've already said. Tonight's episode we're calling Q&A with K and K. No, we're not. Is that cheesy?
It's sassy.
Sassy. It's a little cheesy, though.
It's snappy.
Okay. I could be accused of being snappy sometimes.
Yeah.
So, okay. So people sent in questions. They actually want to know things about us, which is why. I don't know. But it's flattering. So usually the only people that ask me questions are my mom. And it's the same questions over and over again.
And usually the only people that ask me questions are your mom.
That's true.
So that's why.
That's true. How's Kimberly doing? I'm worried so much about her.
It is. It is. But sometimes they're questions about me, but they are a lot of questions about you. But basically the reason we're doing this episode is to fill some time during the Dateline Olympic drought. And
I wouldn't say it's filling time, like this is just a time filler.
But also we are getting
Learn something right now. This is educational hour.
No, it's not. But we're getting our Patreon ready, too, and this is the kind of content we want to have on our Patreon page. So we thought we'd float a bonus episode before we release our weekly recap.
Yeah.
In a couple days.
There's a helicopter flying right over my building.
A helicopter?
I couldn't even say it. I thought they were coming to get me. I'm going to dive under the couch.
Were you trying to say helichopper? And then it turned into helicopter?
Maybe.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
I can't hear it.
I didn't do anything. I don't think.
Well, we'll find out because we're gonna. This is the Q&A.
So. Should we jump right in?
I think we should jump right in, and I think that the thing foremost on people's minds is clearly your jacuzzi story, which you've been teasing for weeks. That you're gonna release this jacuzzi story. I don't know if I know it. Am I in it? Am I involved in it?
You don't think you would know?
I don't. Have I heard it and just forgot it?
You must have heard it, but you're not in it.
Okay, that's good.
I'm not even in it. It's not even my story.
Oh, I can't wait. Okay.
But do you think there's a world in which you would not remember if you were in a famous jacuzzi story?
Yeah, definitely.
Like
absolutely.
You were passed out drunk or something?
There was one time that when I was working a retail job in college, a girl was a new employee and came into work, and she kept looking at me really funny, and then finally on about her third day of work said, "You don't remember me at all, do you?" I had known this girl, been friends with her in Santa Barbara, known her, went to parties with her, hung out with her, worked at a completely other store with her, and had no memory of her at this new place that we worked. So I think there's a really good chance. There's a really good chance I would have been in a jacuzzi story and not remember it.
Yeah.
I think that makes my life more exciting. Ugh. Okay.
Okay, so Pasta Mama and Jen Wells, 23455, both wanted to hear the jacuzzi story. But I think I'll save it for the very end.
Okay.
What do you think? I'll end with the jacuzzi story. It's a
yeah.
good one. Keep people sticking around. Maybe they'll just fast forward through the whole thing.
So if you really just want to hear the jacuzzi story, go to the end.
Hey, we're still going to get the download, so I don't really care.
Okay. So now from Instagram, we have billionaires. What is the biggest lesson Dateline can teach us? I feel like that should be saved for the end. That's a very important question.
Okay. We can save that too. We're just saving them all for the end.
we're just going to save them all.
Go in reverse order.
All right. Or
whatever. Okay. Jen Wells on Instagram had a funny story. She did say today that for anyone who's donating to us on our PayPal link, it comes up on your credit card statement as date with DA, date with Da. So her husband was like, date with Dan? Date with Dave? Who are you going on a date with?
He didn't.
So it might be causing some divorces or marital strife for people who have joint credit cards.
But also, in the political climate that we're in, wouldn't you immediately think that it's a date with the DA, with the district attorney?
Which I feel like
would cause even more problems.
Why are you seeing the DA?
Why are you seeing the district attorney behind my back?
I love it. Jen wants to know, what are some favorite apps to kill time? Because I already ruined several people's lives with Einstein's Riddle.
So if
you want your life further ruined, there's a game called Bonza that's super fun. B-O-N-Z-A. It's like crossword puzzle. It's so much fun. Magic Jigsaw Puzzles is the best one. That's like on an iPad. You can't do it on a phone. It's too small. And then if you're ever really bored and you want to waste time with a group of people or by yourself, there's an app called Sporkle, or it's a website, and it's S-P-O-R-C-L-E, and it's user-entered quizzes. So it's quizzes on anything, like the lyrics of Beatles songs, episodes of Buffy, or the U.S. states, or countries in Africa, literally anything, Seinfeld quotes, any topic in the whole world, there are hundreds of quizzes on them. You could play against people. It's really, really fun. We used to play one at the office when we were really bored, the top 200 characters in Harry Potter.
Well, like that's
fun. that are named the most. We would play it blind. We would do the one without any like hints or anything and just have to memorize them basically because we did the quiz so many times.
That's the best job ever.
Yeah. Jen wanted more stories from Virginia Beach. I don't really have any. Sorry, Jen. I got nothing for you. I grew up in Virginia. We went to Myrtle Beach, I think, mostly. And one time my dad shaved his mustache and I ran away and wouldn't talk to him for 3 days until it started to grow back because I was scared of him.
I would like to see a picture of your dad without a mustache. You were young. Like, let's also say that she was not 16 when that happened.
No, I was like six.
That's
and fine. I was very traumatized. Besides Dateline, what shows do you like to binge watch? Favorite shows? This question stressed Katie out so much. Why are you so stressed?
I do watch quite a bit, and I was really worried I was going to forget one. And I didn't know how far back to go, because there are periods where I'm only watching one show.
Well, this isn't like SATs. There's no right or wrong answer. And if we forget it, we're done. I can add it on Twitter. It's not like it's done forever. It's put on Twitter, Katie is really stressed because she forgot to say this one show. I don't understand why this would stress you out so much.
I don't know, but I just remembered another one while you said that. I'm writing it down.
Okay. You have a list going?
I'm putting it in my notes. Yeah, I got a list.
I'm sure yours are the same as mine. I didn't write a list because I take things as they come.
You also do watch lots of shows.
I watch pretty much everything on television, yeah.
Yeah. I think we watch different shows, though. Now, keep in mind, Kimberly has cable and I don't have cable.
Right.
So I either watch stuff off of Kimberly's DirecTV connection.
Sorry, DirecTV.
Sorry, that's fine. I think you're allowed several devices. I'm one of your devices. So okay. That's what they told me when they were trying to get me to sign up really, really bad. Jerks. AT&T is just the worst. Can we just say that on air? I'd like to just go on the record with that.
Oh, their customer service is the worst. I wrote them a 7-page letter a couple years ago because I was so pissed at them.
And I'm not surprised at all by that.
I reached someone in the vice president's company.
Good.
I spoke to the vice president's secretary. I got her to admit how shady it all was.
Really?
It was a good time.
Wait, did they give you stuff for free?
They gave me some money.
Good. Like
I had
settlement?
Been through a nightmare.
Yeah, you had.
I had been through a nightmare.
I remember that. I remember the nightmare. Okay.
Okay. What shows?
All right. Well, this is where we may differ because I watch all the cooking shows. So
yeah,
I don't watch
any cooking shows.
You do watch The Great British Bake Off, don't you?
I love Great British Bake Off.
Right, exactly. So I watch, but then in addition, I also watch Top Chef and then any of the baking championship shows on Food Network. Okay. I watch all British mystery shows.
Yes.
So anything that's Sherlock, Black Mirror, Happy Valley, Prime Suspect, then like anything in the vicinity. So like The Killing, The Fall, The Missing, Broadchurch, any of that, all that, that I listed all those out. Then any, and then any miniseries that is British, I watch. So any British anything. And that very much includes all the mockumentaries. So The Office, Borderline, W1A, all of those mockumentary style I watch. And then I also watch
2020.
Oh yeah, 2020 is amazing. These are
called 2020? It's called 2020. Yeah.
It's called 20...
Not the TV show.
The Olympics one. Yeah. Oh, it's so good. And then of course I watch Downton Abbey. And then I also watch for funnier shows Schitt's Creek, Arrested Development, British comedies, Mitchell and Webb. Anything that's Mitchell and Webb related, Peep Show, Big Fat Quiz of the Year, Archer, Bob's Burger, Veep. And now, any reality shows about fashion, about dancing, steampunk, or makeup. So Project Runway, Face Off, Drag Race. I also watch Storage Wars, house selling shows, but specifically that take place in Las Vegas. I really like the Vegas-based house shows. Stop laughing at me. And then obviously Toddlers and Tiaras, which I've referenced a lot. Anything like dancey like that. But I don't
Dance
like...
Dance Moms.
Dance Mom's huge. Yeah. But then
you
also
always watch Dance.
And anything cheerleading. All of the cheer reality series. I've watched all of them. I'm obsessed.
I did watch Cheer Nation, one on MTV. That was good.
Cheer Nation's good.
I think it was MTV.
And then all the other weird little shows like Pretty Little Liars, Scandal, Gossip Girl, The Americans, Orphan Black, shows like that. But the best show
that's... So you really like wrote down all of your shows.
I did. Some of my shows. As best I could. And then that I wanted to talk about specifically is Baby Ballroom, which is the latest addition to Netflix, which has somehow combined. I stopped it and made Oliver watch the preview because it's everything that I love in a reality series. It's a full documentary style in a mini series form in like 8 episodes of child ballroom dancers in Great Britain having
competitions. It's like it was made for you.
Having competitions. And they all have to get bronzed. They got their bronzer on. They've got to get their bronzer on the boys.
So it's kind of like Strictly Ballroom, but with children.
And they're anywhere. And but dancing they go stars. Up to like 17, but there's like, then there's young ones. I thought my head, I watched it so fast that I get to rewatch it 10 times now because I was so excited. I couldn't, but Baby Ballroom. It's like all of my worlds collided and created Baby Ballroom on Netflix for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
What do you got? What are your shows? Oh, and also obviously 90 Day Fiancé and everything on TLC, A&E.
What's the new one? Love After Lockdown?
Love After Lockup.
Mm-hmm. See, you got me confused. Love After Lockup.
Yeah.
You don't watch 60 Days In, though.
I don't.
It's kind of depressing. I don't think you'd like it. Mm-hmm. But it's good. I didn't write down any of my shows. Can I just say I watched pretty much everything that you said? Obsessive fan of Seinfeld, Golden Girls, Arrested Development, Buffy, West Wing, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Grey's Anatomy until maybe last year. I'm really sorry, Shonda.
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. I'm a huge fan. Game of Thrones, but I'm a season behind. I know because I just got too behind and then I got really stressed about it. What else do I watch? Veep, Daily Show, The Goldbergs.
Goldbergs is good.
Goldbergs is my life.
I enjoy The Goldbergs a lot.
King of the Hill reruns I watch regularly.
Ditto.
I just like relax to King of the Hill reruns. And then I watch everything on ID Network, like every single murder show that there is. And then there's probably a lot of other shows. I watch a lot of reality shows that you don't watch. Like I watch I Am Jazz and My Big Fat Fabulous Life and Sister Wives.
I started watching Sister Wives.
Mary is the worst. Yeah. And I just started watching The Killing Fields, which is, I don't know why I thought I had watched it.
Is it good?
Because I had watched Killing Season.
Okay.
Killing Season sucked, and I thought that's what everyone was talking about. So I went back, and I was like, Killing Fields, this is different. And it's the two guys in Louisiana swamps.
Wait.
A cold case that they're trying to solve. The lady who was murdered is Eugenie Boisfontaine.
Ooh.
And that's how they say her name. I love the accent so much. The two guys are amazing. It's like their bromance. What else do I watch? Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I watch Lip Sync Battle. I watch Family Guy. I watch Law & Order, Special Victims Unit, religiously. And I sometimes watch Criminal Minds, although it's really scary. I watch Black-ish. I love Black-ish. Bob's Burgers, The Good Place, American Housewife, The Jodi Arias Thing, The Little Couple, Outdaughtered. I watch a lot of reality people who have way too many children.
Oh, I did watch the one with plus the families all living together.
Yes, I love it. Meet the Putmans.
Yes, I watched that one.
Also, you never watched Girl Meets World, which
I didn't.
Stole my heart.
Sorry.
And still has captured my heart. I don't know why. And I used to watch religiously I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant.
That's right. Which is, I remember.
If you haven't seen I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant, I cannot recommend anything more than watching some episodes. Mm-hmm. Guy, girl, doesn't matter. Never been pregnant, doesn't matter. If you're a person, watch the show.
These
people exist. They're everywhere, and there's enough of them that there's been multiple seasons of this show.
I'm so confused.
Okay, what else? Oh, are we still doing this podcast? Yeah. People Are Wild podcast, which is a great podcast about people. She's a nurse, and she knows a lot of crazy things that happen. Yeah, it's called People Are Wild. Totally recommend it. Who's the JD and Who's the Turk? And also GatorGrad 929 RJ, our friend RJ said, who is the Lucy and who is the Ethel? These are really hard.
What did you say?
I think I'm the Ethel.
No. Lucy and Ethel, I don't think we can do.
I kind of think I'm the Ethel.
I don't think either one of us are the Ethel. I think what the problem is that we're both the Lucy, and that might be where the issue is.
Is there an issue?
Yeah, that it's Lucy Square.
I wasn't aware. Well, there's who's the JD and who's the Turk? I have no idea. I'm JD.
I said I'm Turk. I said I'm Turk. Okay.
You think? Yeah, I could see that. I'm totally JD. Okay. Yeah. No, that fits.
We got that one.
Okay. Hey, lover LG, Kimberly's Cartman impression. Am I really going to do this?
I'm going to leave the room. I'm gonna take off my headphones and just let you go. Give me a thumbs up when you're done.
And I'm going to. With the Cartman?
Yeah. I'll come back.
Oh, my God. No, you have to tell me if I'm doing it right.
You're not doing it right, though. I can tell you.
But in my head, it sounds right. You know what I'm saying? All right. Okay. Cal? 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 Is that right? To me, that sounds exactly right. To me, I just watched two South Parks to get the voice again, and that sounds right to me.
I took off my headphones the minute you started, because when you first started doing it, I thought you were doing your mom, and then I realized you were doing Cartman, that you were actually saying
sound kind of similar.
Carl is what it sounds like. Yeah, but it doesn't sound like Kyle.
I still think it's pretty good. Should I do a Twitter poll?
No, I don't want to wreck your spirit like you've wrecked mine. Let's just, one of us has to stay intact as a human being here. So, no.
Is that not it?
That's it.
That's it, yeah. And my voice is still scratchy from the cold.
That's perfect.
So, still, I can still do it. Lisa, 11201, where do you record your podcast? The audio is wicked good. That is all Katie's department. She works really hard on it.
I am being Lisa 11201. Don't put your social security in your Twitter feed. That Kimberly records in her apartment, which she's discussed.
I'm literally on my couch.
Yes.
With helicopters outside and my dog next to me. I used to be in the closet, but it got too hot in there. And I never really noticed a sound difference.
I'm
really lazy and I like to be comfortable.
Yes.
So that's how I roll.
And I record in a room.
No one's
going
to get me to leave.
Nope.
Yeah, you're just in a room in your house.
I'm in a room in my apartment with sometimes cats, sometimes not.
Yeah, that's all. How did we meet? Oh, boy. Mm. So many people have submitted answers for this.
Okay.
At Melt772 had a gif from Mean Girls, Regina George stealing Lindsay Lohan's food. And I thought that was pretty accurate.
But who's
accurate.
Who?
I don't know. It kind of works either way, doesn't it? I assumed I was Lindsay Lohan.
Okay. But I assumed that I was Lindsay Lohan.
Really? Oh, and I was Regina George?
Yeah.
Cindy Boxer suggested that we met at Big Mike's Halloween party.
What episode was that?
The Halloween party.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Excuse me.
No, Cindy, we were not at the Halloween party. We were next door at the neighbor who shops at Kohl's.
We couldn't actually get in.
No, we just hung out with the neighbor who goes around when all the frost melts and she finds stuff from the party.
She finds treasure.
And collects it. Poggy B8, Linda, said she first guessed a beauty pageant and then guessed that Kimberly was the male gynecologist witness during Katie's first gynecologist appointment. I didn't know male gynecologists had female witnesses.
I didn't either. Is that a thing? What state do you live in, Poggy B8? Where does that happen?
Is that a state thing?
No. But Kimberly and I have been to very many medical appointments of each other. We have been to a lifetime's worth, and I'm sure we'll go to many more.
I look forward to any sort of internal procedure where they can just let you put your hand in the chest cavity.
I'll do
it. And maybe leave some junior mints in there. And then it's like, how could we be closer? We couldn't.
Why would I leave a junior mint?
Oh, God. You need to watch more Seinfeld.
Like a little Sour Patch Kid?
No, you've never seen that Seinfeld?
I don't remember it. I probably have, Kimberly. I just don't remember.
Okay. And Sean G, who's Parsifal on Twitter, who cracks me up, guessed boating accident, which he'll clarify later. I can actually find the tweet where he clarified that.
It was something involving a dead body, right? Somebody
regarding
was
moving
the a
boating
dead body.
Accident. Regarding the boating accident, meet cute. You both separately lost control of your boats and ran into each other. In my head, one or both of you is making a hoagie, and that process precipitated a disaster. I was probably making a hoagie.
I would make a hoagie. I drove really far to get a hoagie yesterday. I'm not going to tell you about it.
I've ordered a hoagie from Postmates.
I have put Postmates and deleted Postmates from my phone 4 times. We did not go into the apps on my phone because we're just not going to, because it's sad. But I'm worried about Postmates because there's a few things that I feel like I feel like I might try to get them to bring me crushed ice and be really sad when they bring me the crushed ice and it's all melted. Also, out there, if anybody knows of a restaurant or a fast food chain that has crushed ice, I'm talking about the cubed little ice that they have at Sonic. That's what I'm looking for. And people keep saying Del Taco, and Del Taco doesn't have it. They don't. No. I've been to 3, and they don't have it. So anybody that knows, just hit
me. You know where they used to have it? I feel like I used to get it when I was a kid at Pizza Hut when I used the fountain drinks.
I feel like they might have it at a Shakey's or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. Something like a Shakey's.
Well, they have it at some AMPMs. Anyways, it's becoming a lifelong struggle, but that has nothing to do with how we met. How we met involves, should we just give clues? It involves a sea witch, someone losing a voice, and a boy named Eric.
What are you?
I'm just giving clues. What are your clues for how we met?
I don't even remember. I just remember the story you tell, but now you're telling the story of the Little Mermaid, and I'm very confused.
Is it the Little Mermaid, or is it the story of how we met?
Do we not just want to tell people? I feel like they're just going to get really annoyed with us.
Okay. Kimberly and I met in college.
Yeah, we met in college. So Mieslo 0424, who guessed that we went to high school together, that was wrong. I don't know where you got that from.
We met in college.
You said something about band, or I said something about keeping my uniform.
Oh.
And I don't know what she was talking about. Mm. But we probably did say that, but we weren't referencing each other.
No.
Because we did not meet till college.
No.
Do you want to tell the story or no?
We'll save the story, but we met in college, and let's just say one of us really wanted to be friends with the other one more than the other one.
Doesn't even remember the story.
One of us doesn't remember the story, and the other one really, really wanted to be friends with the other one. Now you know.
So I want to read this tweet from Stephalita, who's 620, who said, "My husband and I had legit words over the purple coat that Dennis wore. He made a snarky comment, and I replied, 'Dennis is enough.'"
Thank you.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful. Standing up for Dennis rights.
Also, I think that we should call Dennis fans enuffers.
Cute. Nuffers.
Nuffer. Okay, nuffers. Nuffers. Okay. On Instagram, Megan Oslin, from all the TV shows you quote, which one would you want to live in, be a character in, and why?
Mm.
I kind of want to live in, I think, King of the Hill.
Yeah.
I like the simple life. It's very simple. I like it. It's not stressful. In LA, everything's so stressful. I kind of want to live on a farm, but not have to do any of the manual labor that comes with being on a farm.
Yeah.
So if I was like the lazy character, they'd be like, "Oh, here's Kimberly. She's not going to do anything. Ha ha!" And the audience laughs. That could work for me. Although in King of the Hill, they're not really on a farm. I don't know why I said that.
Well, they're in Texas. It sort of goes along with mine, which is what I've always said, which is the other life that I picture for myself that I've never had and never going to have, is I want to be in Steel Magnolias. Not as Shelby or her mom, but I want both of us to live in the South and do hair and just be really happy doing that. We work in a hair salon and we live in the South. And
yeah, we sit on our rockers and we gossip.
So maybe
we drink sweet tea.
I'm Weeza and you're Olympia Dukakis?
I'm Weeza. I'm the cranky one.
You might be Weeza. Okay. Although I did play Weeza in a high school production of Steel Magnolias.
That's good. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, there you go.
You'd like Killing Fields because it's very slow paced, but I think it might be very sweaty and smelly with the swamps, but I really love the accent and they all just seem so laid back and chill.
Yeah, I'd like that.
I like that.
This could be another life for us.
But I also think we could have done well in like a Downton Abbey and we would be the lower class. We would be the servants, obviously.
We'd both die of the croup. Thought of that. I don't think either of us would make
it. No, we wouldn't make it.
We wouldn't make it 6 months.
What about a modern day, like Midsummer Murders or...
Okay.
Poirot, but in current times.
How about like Poirot in the 30s or in the 20s? So maybe yeah, not during the World War, but like.
Yeah. No, they would think we were lesbians and they would hang us. Did they do that? I don't know.
Did they do that in England? Did they hang lesbians?
Probably not, but I just said it.
They're very proper. I don't think they would hang. I think it just was not discussed.
It would be a scandal. Yeah.
It was just not discussed. No, it was not to speak of.
Didn't we do a scene from The Children's Hour in school?
We did.
Where we were in love with each other.
There's another little giveaway for you. Kimberly and I did meet in theater school. As theater majors at college.
Yes.
There you go.
And we did a scene where one of us was in love with the other one.
We did.
And I think it was the same way. Wasn't it?
It was. Oh, it totally was. Yeah. Dang it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did not.
Did we get good reviews on that? I feel like people didn't like it. Oh, they did like it?
No, they did.
Oh, that's good. Okay, good.
Well, I in my head they did. Okay. I want to say happy birthday to Mistress Mensa on Twitter. She's very funny. And she's one of the people where you can cut some of my stuff from the podcast because you think I sound too mean. And then I go to Twitter and she said it way meaner. And then I feel like way better. And then I want to go, Katie, why did you cut that out? Mistress Mensa thinks the same thing.
Take it.
Sorry, Mistress Mensa.
Sorry, Mistress Mensa.
I think that is Drecky on Instagram, Sean G, because you guys have the same logo. I'm pretty sure you're the same person. If Keith proposed to you, how would he do it? I don't think I'd want to marry Keith. I feel like I'd be a little scared because I feel like he'd say really overly dramatic things when I was eating cereal and I would feel like I was about to be murdered.
I disagree completely. I would very much like to marry Keith because I think that Keith eats out 5 nights a week at least at really good restaurants. And I would like to be a part of that. Yeah. It's about the food. And then maybe I get to wear a nice dress because there's a standing reservation at a restaurant I've never been to in New York. That's
like
how
one
I feel.
That has a cigar lounge in the back.
Like one without even a name. you're that special that you have
There's
to go.
There's no door. You enter through the ceiling if you're cool enough.
It's something. It's like Club 33 at Disneyland, where there's a two-person elevator that takes you up. You knock at the door at a specific time. There's just a number on the door. That's what I want. And if all of our listeners don't know what Club 33 is, I just blew the lid wide off. There is a secret club inside Disneyland. And it's not a club. It's a restaurant.
No, they're not real Disneylanders. I mean,
no, they're not. Well, honestly, I think the crossover between true Disney fans and our podcast is slim to none.
I disagree.
Oh.
Have you seen some of those movies? Have you seen 101 Dalmatians? It's a horror show.
But that's the old stuff.
There's some dark things going on in those movies.
Okay. There are.
And the mom is always dead. And the mom in our Datelines is always dead. Because she was murdered by her husband for the life insurance.
Yeah, okay. All right.
If Keith proposed to you, how would he do it? I kind of feel like it would be involved like hiding a ring in a bowl of popcorn, but the ring would be on a fake bloody finger stub.
No, he's classier. He's classy. He's a Harvard man. He would hollow out your favorite Shakespearean novel. He would hollow it out. He would give you the book and say some very sweet sonnet and say, "There is no other rose," or whatever. Pass it to you, and then you'd open the book, and there'd be a hollowed out tiny circle with a ring in it.
I don't think he would ruin a book like that.
I think it would be a fake cover, and then a fake inside of a book.
Okay, that's better. Yeah, then I could see that.
Do you like that?
I think I'd open the door, and he would be leaning, but he'd be leaning in, so he would fall. The second I opened the door, he would fall into my apartment, and then his hair would be all tousled. And then he's like, "Well, I'm down here."
Or he'd
I'm
say,
"I'm gonna propose.
I've truly fallen for you, Kimberly."
And he'd say, "Come on, Eileen." That's his theme song. Remember?
Oh, that's true. How about "Come on, Eileen" is playing?
Yeah. Okay, that could work.
I'm surprised more people didn't ask us to sing in our Q&A. It's a bummer.
I had a
list of songs ready. I had the whole Les Mis album ready.
I'm shocked. I must have missed those tweets. I'm sure that they were there. At CSTAT 13, I'm 30 and feel like you guys are my age. I came to this conclusion on multiple times. Kimberly would say a pop culture reference right after I was thinking it. So are we? Are we just kindred spirits? Maybe best friends? We are best friends. We are
best friends.
Your best friends.
And this is what we will say. We are in our 30s. Question to rest, because that was asked on Facebook too. We are in our 30s.
Done.
We are between 30 and 39 years old. So
that's
all
true.
All of you people thinking we're 24, no one thought that. But that's fine.
No one thought that. So C-Stat, we are your best friends though.
Yes,
and your kindred spirits.
Yes, we are.
And you shouldn't go by my pop culture references, because I also quote a lot of things from the 80s. I just have watched religiously I Heart the 80s on VH1.
True.
So I sometimes think I was there, but I was actually a mere child and did not know about such things. But I do make a lot of jokes about, like, the Berlin Wall coming down and things that I really don't remember as a child. Oh, gosh. How did we meet again? Clairvoyant 1202. How did we meet? We answered that kind of. We'll answer it more later.
See which.
Did we have any experience in podcasting before we took the leap? No.
No.
I was on a friend's podcast, but I think I did that after we started this.
This has been a huge learning curve. And what the learning curve involves is I handle all the technical aspects, which is a huge mistake. It's a huge, tiny mistake. And pretty much
has to take out every time I sniff, every time I say,
It's not just that. The uploading and all of that stuff has been me Googling every single word in every sentence that our media host tells us. Bandwidth.
What is that?
Server. Yeah, it's not great, but we're getting by. So thanks. We had no experience. We're doing okay.
Megan Colucci said, Kimberly, can we have a cross-stitching party? Aww. We can, except my cross-stitches are really inappropriate and have lots of bad words on them.
Would you like to plug your cross-stitch right now?
Shall I?
You shall.
A couple people have found me on the other platform. Not the other platform, on my other Twitter handle. And it just feels very exciting when I see someone. I'm like, I know you from the other thing. My Etsy shop is called Stitches Be Crazy. Crazy with a K for Kimberly. And because Stitches Be Crazy with a C was taken. And
can we say you got a cease and desist from Taylor Swift?
I did. I had to take down several of my items that were too close to Taylor Swift lyrics, even though that's not really true.
It's Taylor, not really
you
true.
You and I both know that you didn't come up with Haters Gonna Hate. We all know that. I love you to death, Tay, but we all know that you did not come up with that phrase.
You did not.
So I had that cross-stitched way before you had that song. And I'm on Instagram and Twitter, but I mostly just tweet really political things on Twitter. So stay off that one if you don't agree with me politically. Instagram is mostly my cross-stitches. And they say happy effing holidays. I have like ornaments and wall decor.
They're very cute. Like they're very clever and they're really fun. So if you like subversive cross-stitch, this is going to be your jam. Kimberly
Stitches
is your go-to.
Crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. Cindy Boxer, how did we meet? How long have we been friends? When did our Dateline obsession start? What are your jobs in real life? Why won't you show us your real faces? Cindy has so many questions, but she named chickens after us. So we have to answer her questions.
We do love Cindy. Okay.
So we both love true crime forever. I've loved Dateline probably longer than Katie has, because I would always watch it with my parents. And my dad makes lots of jokes about murdering my mom. And that's really fun. And then Katie has always loved dark true crime stuff. So I don't know if you watch Dateline specifically.
I watch Dateline because of you.
Okay. And I've been watching it for like 10 years probably.
Right. So
since it became only like murder stuff, I would say I've been watching Dateline.
And we have watched many together, which is always my favorite. This is how this podcast happened. Your recapping of Dateline episodes to me, I very much enjoyed. So I wanted to share that with the world. Because if I haven't watched it, you'll tell me the whole thing from beginning to end, and I feel like I'm watching it. So I liked that. And then I also watch Dateline on my own. I only listen to 48 Hours. I don't actually watch 48 Hours, but I listen to much darker podcasts than Kimberly does. I'm a big Sword and Scale fan, and I'm a huge Case File fan. I never miss any, and I've listened to them all.
Yeah. I just like to listen to funny stuff mostly.
Yeah.
But some of these ID shows are really, really dark.
Yeah, I know.
There's a couple that I've had to, like, turn off because it's so disturbing.
Okay, so our true faces. Now, Shannon from Facebook also had an opinion on our true faces. And she sees Katie as Tina Belcher from Bob's Burgers. And Kimberly is more as Winona Ryder, circa Reality Bites. I took great offense to this because Tina Belcher.
I don't take offense.
Tina Belcher is played by a gentleman who's lovely. but thank you.
But she's the best character. She's by far the most favorite character.
I do like all the characters in Bob's Burgers. If you go to Comic-Con,
it's Tina Belcher as far as the eye can see if you go to Comic-Con.
Okay.
But why won't we show our faces?
I
think we're trying to keep an air of mystery about us.
We are. And there is one person that has actually found us. There is someone who's an amazing super sleuth who's actually going to be getting an award in our next episode in our now Super Sleuth Awards segment. She found me on Facebook, my true persona, and then thus found Kimberly, who's not on Facebook, but is in some of my pictures. So, and very few, I might add. Very, very few of my pictures, because Kimberly doesn't do Facebook
stuff. I don't do pictures.
Or pictures. And I don't even really like pictures that much anymore. So, this will be going probably until CrimeCon, when we are assuming that pictures will leak of what we look like, and we're hoping to have a glamour shot photo shoot.
That we could just release as our press photo.
From the 1980s, where there's one person in the distance.
Yes.
Sort of. Yes. Yeah. That would be our dream, if we could get some...
Like, I've died and I'm an angel that is hovering over your shoulder.
I want JCPenney's shots. I want those dual strange pictures. So we're going to try to get some of those going, and we'll release them around
We could, though, tell people at CrimeCon, please keep the secret going. Don't tell people what we look like.
We might be able to do that, but I'm guessing we won't.
Vanessa, TV lover, do you guys like to read true crime too, or just watch? I don't know why that makes me laugh. Like, we just like to watch. Thanks. You've read a lot of true crime.
I've read
stories.
A lot, yeah. And I went through.
Was it because when your sister was almost killed by a serial killer?
Yes.
You were reading the serial killer books.
No, my sister was had some contact with a serial killer in California. And it turns out that she was on a list of people that they found in his apartment. And it was pretty awful. The typical.
Hadn't he tried to get her to go with him one time?
He had.
And she was no.
And then there was one time that she had actually called him she trusted him. And she called him for a ride home one night from a bar, I think. And then he drove back and forth and she got a ride with someone else and he couldn't find her. But if she had gotten a ride with him that night, I mean, that could have been it. It was pretty scary. The FBI came and talked to her. It was not. And so anyways, at that time, I read a ton of FBI true crime stuff. And then read everything about serial killers. And then read as much anymore because now I just listen to them on podcasts and scare myself.
And I only read Harry Potter on repeat.
It's not true.
It's pretty much true. And Gone Girl.
What about Girl on the Train? I have it sitting right here.
I still haven't read it. Oh, no. Girl on the Train I read.
That's
the cabin one
read.
I haven't read.
Oh.
The cabin one. Girl on a Train,
but if you guys have any good recommendations for good true crime books, I'm into it.
I'm not into it.
I'll do it.
It scares me.
Books are scarier. Books
like Gone Girl. I even tried to read Misery and The Shining. Well, The Shining I read. Misery, I don't think I could finish. Stephen King creeps me out.
Stephen King is good, unless it gets too supernatural, and then I'm not crazy about him. But yeah, you haven't read any Thomas Harris, right? You haven't read The Silence of the Lambs or any of those?
No.
Those are the scariest. Those just killed me. Okay.
Hey, Lover LG, did you really go on a booze cruise? I love the thought.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. We went on a group with a group of 27 people for our friend's husband's birthday. Well, he's our friend too. Birthday. And it was family and friends and college people and somebody's stepdad. It was a really weird group.
It was crazy.
But it was really fun. We had a great time on the cruise.
We had a great time on the cruise.
I will say, I don't drink, and Katie drinks, but not to excess. And some of our friends
drank
to excess.
Yes.
And so they all got these drink passes, and I didn't get one. I got one for sodas.
Mm-hmm.
Katie got it for me. And the ones that were for alcohol, I still talk about it with people. People still come up to me and they go, that cruise you were on, what was the allotment for alcohol? I was telling someone about it the other day. So you spend $150?
Something like that. And you get 15
and you
drinks.
Get 15 drinks a day.
alcoholic drinks. They can be alcoholic as big drink. As 15 Long Islands, whatever you want. Yeah.
So a lot of people in our group hit that 15 mark, like on several of the days.
I didn't even get close.
How is that possible?
Oliver and I both got it because if you were sharing a stateroom with someone, you both had to get the drink package. We could have gotten one to split between us. That's probably why they don't let you do it, because there's no way we were even going to get close.
But so many people in our group,
I know,
hit their mark.
They did.
For the day.
It's crazy.
I don't even know how that's possible. Other topics. Oh, I just want to point out for the thousandth time, because my mother brought it up the other day, I totally knew that Rhode Island was the smallest state. You said something that made me think that it wasn't. And so I went, well, I thought it was Rhode Island, but now you said it wasn't, so I don't know. That's what happened.
We're going to get a playback on this.
Okay, we need a playback, because I 100% know. Listen to me. How many things have we admitted we did not know on this show?
A lot.
Wouldn't I admit it if I didn't know it?
That's why it was surprising. So you're going to need to listen to the playback, because it's not me, it's you.
No.
All right, but I'm just telling you what it says. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to insert it at the end.
Okay,
fine. What's the episode?
I don't know.
Oh, boy. Okay. We'll figure it out. Really.
On Instagram, Junebug Sarah played Katie's Starbucks game, which is where you go up to the counter and you say what drink you want, and they ask you your name, and you say whatever your name is, and then you go with an X.
Polly with an X.
And then you just turn around and walk out. So she just went Sarah with an X, and she turned around and walked away. She said she looked back in time to see the guy's confused face.
Yeah.
She said he looked really, really confused. And then he ended up spelling it with no second A. So it was like Sarah.
Oh, boy. Like,
she's going to try again, though. So
good.
She wants to keep playing. From Sean G, the reason I'm bringing this up, because he said I should change my name. This was a while ago, but it's relevant now, to Kim Brulee. Like creme brulee.
That's great.
I said I'd never had it. I've just had like pudding. And he said, if you've had pudding, you're more than halfway there. And then he said, the next time you get a haircut, when they say, bye, Kimberly, turn around, put on some sunglasses you had hidden, and say, call me Kim Brulee now.
Oh, my God.
But I'm going to do it.
I want to be there. I'm coming to your next haircut because I'm going to videotape. We're going to reveal yourself with creme brulee.
Oh, I know.
Brulee, but still, brulee. It might be worth it.
It might be. I had two other funny ones from Sean G that I've been holding, which was we were talking about when they made her say butt dial.
Yeah.
And he said, I think when she said that, it created a horcrux. And then this was when Dennis was doing one of his intros. He said, I would love it if Dennis did an intro and he's clearly just spilled waffles with blueberry compote all over his shirt and didn't change. And I don't know why that makes me laugh so much.
Because it's so specific. And
it's so specific.
And I bet that he does have blueberry waffles.
So did we say that you were right? Bijou by the Bay says you're right. Snooki did say parties.
Yeah,
here.
She did.
But I don't know if she said it in your baby voice.
Party's here.
Okay, maybe she did.
Yeah, she did. I'm doing an exact. This is not like Cartman.
But Bijou by the Bay said, Katie for the win, finally, bless her heart.
Excuse me. But let's just put it this way. I could have cut all this stuff. I can cut every time I'm wrong. And let me just say.
And you leave it in. That's true.
I do. I leave it in because I understand that this is what the people want. They want you to be right. And they want me to be suffering. And so
I leave it. But you know what? They don't, because I only won 68% for Cool as a Moose.
Good.
And I had proof from Google, there's even a store. They sent me a store. There's a store in Maine called Cool as a Moose. Someone sent me pictures of it.
There's also something else that someone sent us, but I
can't. And it's a phrase.
But I can't tell you about it because I think I'm getting it for you. So I'm not going to tell you about it.
Oh, okay.
It might be a present.
Okay.
Okay.
So what do we say we have to talk about?
The biggest lesson Dateline can teach us, followed by your jacuzzi story.
The biggest lesson Dateline can teach us. I feel like I'm a beauty contestant.
Uh-huh. So well, answer
Mario
it.
Lopez.
Yes, okay. That's good. Good. Perfect.
Well, Mario Lopez, the biggest question I'm not, I better start over. Sorry. Well, Mario Lopez, the biggest lesson Dateline can teach us is like such as
is in like the Iraq. Such as?
Do you not know what I'm doing?
Oh, yeah, like, I do know what you're doing.
Such as in like the African countries is like such as don't tell your spouse if you have life insurance and it goes to them.
Or your children.
I would say check people's phones and see if they have a burner phone. I would say snoop, like, mercilessly. A lot of these spouses and kids, there seem to respect privacy way too much. Go in there. See if he's been cheating on you for 10 years. And it's going to kill you for the life insurance.
Don't buy a house with stairs.
That's a good advice. Or a bathtub.
Or ladder.
Don't drink anything your spouse gives you ever. If you're choking and they offer you water, don't drink it. Because you're probably choking because they slipped something in your food.
Mm.
So don't ingest. You need a royal taster with you at all times, basically, if you're married.
Yeah.
Any other advice?
Yeah, if you're going into a room, turn on all the lights first.
That's smart.
There's lots of shooting at shadows.
But doesn't our smile light up a room?
Oh, yeah. Don't let your smile light up a room.
Don't love life.
Don't go to the orthodontist. Stay away from dentists. Okay. So let's close out, please, with this infamous jacuzzi story. No pressure.
Okay. So this story's not even my story, but it's my friend Robin's story. She lives in Arizona. And a couple of years ago, her husband had opened the door to go out in the backyard and said, "It smells really, really bad out here. Really bad. I think there's a dead animal in our trash bin." So they look around, they can't find anything. It goes on like the whole day. I think it goes on for a couple days. One day they come home from work and there's like cop cars swarming the whole street. Turns out there, do you not know the story?
I don't remember it at all.
Really? Okay, so their next door neighbor, turns out he was shot by his girlfriend in his jacuzzi outside in the summer. In Arizona, while it was on, and sat in there for 3 days. Dead. So he was in an on jacuzzi with a temperature of, what, 115, 120. Outside, it was probably 110, because it's Arizona in the summer. 3 days. And then the smell got so bad, someone called the police, and they came and they found him. It turns out he was a drug dealer.
No!
Yeah, and his girlfriend had shot him. And then left him there. And that was what the smell had been.
But they knew it was the girlfriend right away.
Yes. He was human soup for 3 days.
Oh, my God. And like the jacuzzi boiling. Was just left
literally
on.
Boiling. It was on.
Oh, my God.
Bubbles in Arizona. Arizona.
Why are you in the jacuzzi in the first place in the summer in Arizona?
Because you're a drug dealer?
Yeah,
I don't
guess
know.
So. Yeah.
Do weird stuff like that when you're a drug dealer?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. How's that?
That's
it reminds
terrifying.
Me a lot. Of that thing that happened in L.A. at that Hollywood Hotel. You know that one?
What happened?
This just happened a couple of years ago. This is a true story. Is that
wait, the other one's not a true story?
No, it is. They're both true stories. But this one's like a true story you could find in the news. Everyone knows about it. So the hotel, it's like an old-fashioned hotel. Okay. I can't remember the name of it. And there were people staying there, and people kept commenting to the manager that the water pressure was really, really bad. So finally someone went up to the roof to check the water tank, and there was a dead girl in the water tank, and she had been there for quite a while. So people in the hotel for at least a couple weeks had been showering, brushing their teeth, drinking the tap water, and it was all coming from whatever it's called,
with
the water reserve on
it?
Top. Yeah.
Well, so now no one's ever going to be able to go to a hotel again. So thanks for that. Did the hotel just get sued its pants off?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Wow.
And they found, like, a video of the girl, like, right before she had gone missing. They had been looking for her for a long time.
Oh, this is
And they found video of her as she was in the stairwell.
I know the story you're talking about. It's covered a lot, but I think it's in Venice Beach. It's the Carmichael or something. It's a... Okay, I'll... Never mind.
No, it's the Cecil Hotel.
Yeah, the Cecil. Yeah. Yeah, because my friend is doing a documentary on it, on the Cecil.
It's in downtown L.A.
Oh, I had no idea. I totally thought it was in Venice because they live in Venice. But no, it's no, super. It's like there's other stuff that's happened at that hotel too. My friend is doing like a full breakdown.
It looks like American Horror Story type.
Yeah,
hotel.
Isn't that weird? Oh, I remember that story. Oh yeah, that's been covered a lot. I think Generation Y did a thing on it. A bunch of podcasts have talked about that one.
Really?
Yeah, because she was missing, so cool. And it was sad. But she's young. It's really sad.
Yeah, this happened in 2013.
And it's still an open case, right? They don't have a killer.
Actually, yeah, you're right. It says questions remain years after a woman's body found in hotel water tank. Yeah.
God, that's crazy.
Huh. Oy.
Maybe it's a case for K&K.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll solve it. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to our first Q&A session.
And an up note.
Yeah. We're out of here.
Don't watch alone and don't drink the water.
There we go. Bring your own water. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Bye. Party's here.